Hello friends, we are learning the subject of advertising account planning. This is chapter 2 that we'll be studying today. The chapter 2 is on a very important element called the client. I'm Professor Ashish Hathi, who's going to take you through this particular chapter. Let's set the objective for this chapter. Client being the center, having a budget, who is like controlling. One end is marketing, the other end agency, who has to facilitate the marketing communication. So what we will understand as to why the client understanding is very important for the account planner. So that is first. Then we will get into the technique, which is called SWOT analysis. The second is the situation analysis. So we will understand various interwoven aspects of both these techniques, and then finally a concept called advertising storytelling. So this being the advertising objective, overall this chapter has numerous sub points and many theory points which are according to me self understood. So I will try and focus on bringing out the essence rather than getting and explaining every point. So with that, let's begin. The client, we need to first understand the client. Who's a client? So it is nothing but an organizational, a legal entity who's there with an objective. Objective of what? Making profit. Profit for whom? The stakeholders. The stakeholders can be anybody, right? From the investor to the employee, because they work there, they get their salary. Vendors, the suppliers, the government, they get tax benefit, tax collections, etc. So that is the purpose with which this entity is existing, and he is your client because he has retained you to handle his marketing communication, advertising communication. So that's the client. So let's understand why, what is it that the client is looking out from the account planning function. So here is one survey which was done among 1000 plus people covering almost 62 countries. So you can see that it is worthwhile understanding it, where why client prefers advertising account planning. So there are those seven reasons, I will say, or seven objective or a purpose which client wants to extract. So it is given out here, better win rate. So that is coming out as the highest this thing, with 75% of the respondent giving the idea. Increase understanding of customer business. So that is what they expect. The account planner needs to know my business very well. He should be able to shorten the sales cycle, means get him the quick lead and conversion thereof. Better customer loyalty. Account planner must understand my client so well that he is able to build on the brand preference, leading to the loyalty. Increased deal size. So client on an average buying say 1000 rupees, now he should start buying 1250, then reach 1500, 2000. So that extract more from the client customers. That is what better executive access. He is the one who has to have comprehensive understanding of the marketing function on the client side vis-a-vis agency side. He should be able to deal with them very well and identify non-competing deals. So he's the one who has to kind of bring out what is in the market, which will stand out, have a differentiated proposition so that they don't compete with the others, and that will lead to the success. So these are some of the core things why the account planning is looked by client. Another this thing is with the client and the account planner is the change of technology. Technology is changing so fast. It's the account planner who has to be advisor, be the initiator of that, bring the client into the technology fold. And that is lying on simple principle, which is even valid today. It's that 20% of your consumer is going to bring 80% of the volume. So how do you encompass, reach out to this 20%? So that is what is another important aspect of a client relationship with the account planner. It's like what they have to do is various industrial or the scenario environmental change, which is creating convenience seekers, which is creating deal seekers, those kind of customer definitions are today emerging. Is he the one who can really understand and connect with the relevant customer such groups and get the client business rolling? With this increasing consideration of revenue, the account planner needs to find innovative ways to get the more in-depth understanding of the clients. Client will never give up on revenue generation. So, however, market conditions are so volatile, account planner has to be ahead of time and then interact with the client, change the game with the client so that client constantly gets the better deal in the market. You know, their revenue market share is constantly either protected or growing. Okay, few things to of course remember, that is how that association is. If the understanding of the client is superficial, simple having an account planner will not work. Okay, some of the areas where the account planner can falter means these are the areas where account planner will at times make big mistake. Account planner simply doesn't have an access. So it's like account planner's inability to connect with the strategic client, with the right guy with whom he will have a strategic perspective. Many times clients also reluctant to share. So this strategic lack of strategic insights really makes account planner handicapped. Sometimes the account planner are unable to get more comprehensive understanding because the person with whom they are dealing, that person himself doesn't have a complete strategic and tactical perspective, and therefore he is also equally handicapped. Account planners simply don't put in the right kind of efforts. Now, whole thing of the account planner, as you see, that functional creation was on his ability to have comprehensive customer understanding. Now, if account planner do not give weightage to that, he will not be able to spend time, and therefore that lever becomes unavailable to the client, and that client will notice in the result. Okay, an account planner acts as an interface. So now we have understood the limitations. Now, how does account planner client relationship can flourish? He's an interface. So that is nowhere undeniable. One end with the client, and the client entire account planner may have to sit with the sales team to understand marketing challenges, brand guy to understand the brand challenges, competitive pictures, etc. At the other end, he has to work with his agency people, media, creative, etc. The account planner needs to balance with the consumer wants and what client wants. So very simple term, it's not that every time you have to see that consumer voice, though you are a voice of consumer, client's voice also needs to be understood. Client has certain limitations, so he has to try and get the result out of this. Client should be understood from the business, brand, consumer, and the communication angle. Now you see that the various perspective with which the client needs to be understood by the account planner. Client is a client because he is there in the business to make profit. Okay, the business, the environment in which the brand, the competitiveness that the brand has, the consumer, how their buying behaviors are, how they are changing, and then the entire way to communicate. So the entire that communication perspective. The account planner needs to be completely understood the client, its product, and its consumer. So at the end, it is the three things: understand the client, understand the product and the market, and the consumer. So this is a foundation, the cornerstones of a triangle that account planner is associated with. So moving on, now we are gradually sinking into two techniques that I spoke about. This is a preamble to that. Account planner needs to study and analyze the future perspective of clients' targets and ways of achieving. So he has to understand what lies ahead for the client. He is the one who is a forward thinker, and then he works with the client to see that what they need to do to achieve those changes that is happening in the future. Okay, and that leads to the best creative delivery is the end stage, while he has to start right from aligning client to the changing need, understanding the product needs, understanding the client requirements, etc. A realistic recognition of the weakness and the threat that exist helps in countering them. Okay, by bringing in the creative that will bolster the strengths and opportunities available, tap the opportunities. So this is a preamble to our need to study situation analysis. Situation analysis can do this task of recognizing the weakness, how this weakness can be defended, how this threat can be handled, and then get into leveraging the strength and tapping the opportunity. We will understand this. So we are entering into a technique called situation analysis. As the word suggests, situation analysis is all about situation within which this business is going to work constantly. I am, say, like entrepreneur in India. So that entire thing that is happening within my country, the growth, the problems, the downturns, okay, the pandemic effects, I cannot insulate myself. So this is what is situation analysis. So now, how can that be understood? Can there be a science? So that is what is the science called situation analysis. What does it do? And it will try to look at external perspective and then pull it out for the client. What are the opportunities? What are the threats? What strength client has over others? And what are the weaknesses of the client, etc.? The collection of method involving the left brain and the right brain. So here a bit of a psychology comes in. So this left brain, right brain is nothing but what it says. The left brain of the individual is more analytical, logical thinker, while the right side of the brain is more creative, intuitive. Okay, now that's where two different situation analysis perspectives are emerging. One side, which is evolved out of the left brain, is a SWOT analysis, PESTEL analysis, etc. And the right side is the storytelling, organization storytelling. So we will get into that. So first thing that we understand is a technique called SWOT analysis. Strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So this is the acronym, SWOT, and I gave you the each word separately. As we know that we have to understand this particular thing, this is a model which taps in both external perspective and internal perspective. And having done that, it tries to help you to convert this into strategies and tactics. Okay, so we will get into this. This is a qualitative research method. It uses various environmental factors, various internal factors, and then separates them on these four parameters. So how do you do that? So here there are simple questions to be asked about, and then answer to that has to be put into this particular perspective. Okay, what are your strengths? What do you think is your organization's strengths? Ask yourself that question. What do you think are your weaknesses? Okay, then after you study the external environment, is there any opportunity? Yes, India is the fastest growing economy. We are perhaps the only economy talking about more than 6% GDP growth. So manufacturing, make in India is driving. India is all digitally set country. So these are, say, like one can say that these are those opportunities in the external environment, threats in the external environment. Ukraine war, if escalates, you know, may trigger worldwide recession. So that's a threat. So that substitute may come in. So if you can visualize that, then that's a threat. So this is what classification. Internal team member can give you a perspective about strength and weaknesses, while when you analyze the external environment, you can pull out what lies for you as an opportunity, what are the threats. So this is what is a classic example that one can take. One can take this example to understand this model. So as I told you, strengths and weaknesses are more internal. Opportunities and threats are pulled out from the external factor analysis. What could be those areas? This is the table which simply gives you that idea. Not that I will explain you everything. Say, for example, patents, if you own, that's a strength. If you have a strong brand name, that's a strength. Your corporate image, Tata's, Birla's, that itself makes a strength for you. Weaknesses, lack of patent protections. Okay, your brand is not very popular. Okay, your cost structure is very high, you are not competitive cost, vis-a-vis the competition, then that becomes your weaknesses, your network is not well aligned. So that's something. On the other end, the opportunities could be unfulfilled customer need. Okay, regulations are becoming, you know, one window, ease of doing business. India has jumped, you know, from a very laggards. This thing, now we are among 62nd or something. Earlier in 2014, before the new government came in, we were like something like a 300 number or something. So you see that ease of doing business has improved. So that's an opportunity. Okay, threats could be volatile market forces customers to not be brand loyal. So that's a threat. Okay, some new regulations, a government of India imposed regulations on e-commerce. So that may become a threat. So these are the ways that one can structure. So after you do the SWOT analysis, where you understand what are the internal factors, external factors, they are classified into strengths, weakness, opportunity and threat, then comes your state of action. Before we go there, there is an example of a PET bottle. Okay, how the PET bottle manufacturer can do this and improve his business. With increasing pressure on environmental sustainability, the client has the idea that the used PET bottles would be collected, recycled and made into reused product based on PET, which the client will then sell in the consumer market under its own brand name. So now PET bottles have come as a highest hazard. They are not destroyed even after 100 years. So can this manufacturer give up that business? So no, instead, they realize that they convert this threat into an opportunity where they will have to own the responsibility to have the recycle mechanism put in. PET can be reused, every plastic can be reused. Okay, you may not be able to make a PET bottle out of it, but you can make something else which can be again sold into the market. So that's how the analysis of SWOT will help client to evolve better strategies and opportunities and tactics, etc. So here we are trying to understand where do you use SWOT analysis. So SWOT analysis can be used in many ways. However, few are listed out here before product launch. Okay, you do your competitive evaluation based out of that. It helps you in strategic planning, opportunities, threats. So how do you take the leverage of the opportunity available? How do you defend? So all this requires a strategic thinking. Okay, you can conduct various tactical thing, workshops, you know, to make your employee know what is going to hit us. So what are the weakness that you need? They need your support, you know, employees to come out and defend that weaker positions, etc. So changing job profiles, okay, decision making, buyer behavior, all these areas SWOT analysis can help. Of course, this has the limitations as well as the benefit. What are the benefits? Okay, so assessment of the situation, it gives you a good current situation that we will be able to translate into strategies and tactics. While you do the SWOT analysis, what you get is a key elements of your strengths, key elements of your weakness, clear opportunity understanding and clear threats understanding. Now when you do that, you are able to put them to use. We will study this in the next one, but beyond that, it helps you both in terms of tactical development, moving towards the goal fulfillment. You clearly can see the threat that will not help you to reach your goal. So what do you do next? Communication, MarCom related things, your entire communication strategies, etc. New business opportunity can be tapped. You can diversify, you can do the forward integration, you can do backward integrations, etc. On the limitation sides, it just identifies one of the aspects and or some of the aspects. It doesn't give you a comprehensive understanding. It does not address the uncertain or two-sided factors, such as factors that could either be strength or a weakness or the both. So there are some factors many times can, if looked at in particular perspective, may sound like a weakness or may sound like a strength. Okay, you say that your network has grown from 500 to 1500, but so you may show it as a strength, but all competitors' network is above 3000 numbers, then that becomes a weakness in a way. It does not provide solution, it just gives you the perspective. Solution needs to be worked out by you. So now continuing to understand and leverage the understanding of SWOT analysis, this is the trend study in SWOT analysis. So how does SWOT analysis helps you with that? So trend study is one of the aspects. We will study over a multiple slide. How is the current economic situation impacting consumers in the desired market? Once you understand the macro level changes, you will have a question, which is what is changing at the consumer end? So that is the first thing. How can an understanding of a changing consumer lifestyle and values can be your product development cues? So external environment based changes will impact your consumer. Their likes, dislikes will change. So how can you translate this into a product development opportunity? How and where the global consumer trends and drivers impacting the market and different consumer groups getting evolved? Okay, we have studied through that Ernst & Young report, environment first, you know, convenience first, those kind of groups. These are those new evolutions. So how can you benefit out of that trend understanding? What are the consumer similarities and differences worldwide? So you will get a perspective. Similarities will help you to reach out them better. Dissimilarities, if you notice, or dissimilar differences, then you will have a different groups to tackle. Slightly complicated, but still, if that is a trend happening, you be with the trend. Okay. Trend study. The importance of trend study is you are able to see newer opportunity. So what is this, you know? Inspiration to create new products and profitable innovations, create new opportunities for business. So when you are able to see the opportunity, then only you have a opportunity being tapped. So how does the trend analysis help? Trend is nothing but general shift towards a particular direction. Now if you understand that, you are able to see that how consumers' likes and dislikes or the behavior or lifestyle is going to change. For example, India was a joint family country from where the nuclear family has started, where sons and after marriage, they prefer to stay separately from the parents. So till then, now there's a new nuclear family. Husband is in one state, wife is working in another state, children are in the boarding school in some third stage, and still they try to live a life of a family. So all those changes will change their demand, change their need for the product, etc. Okay. Now say for example, adult population is growing, and that to tackle that adult population certain needs, there are adult diapers also available. So you see, this is that opportunity. So this is what macro environment factors, when linked to the external shift that is happening, and then you connect to the consumer shift that is happening, you can see the opportunity. Okay, understanding the trends brings a fresh perspective. Now once you understand what is happening, you will be able to see that where will your brand be standing. Will your brand still be aligned, or will your brand start getting disassociated? So if I am moving on, so for example, classically I always give this Maruti and Nexa example. Maruti for decades and decades remained only a mass car. They never developed what you call elevated brand. Okay. So when I as a person, consumer, I became say officer and I had my first say Maruti 800. I became general manager. I got say Desire. Then I became VP. I had nothing in the stable of Maruti. Okay. I then shift and I buy Skoda, Octavia, or I might buy Mercedes, etc. So that's what dragged the Maruti to quite an extent that gave the birth to Nexa. So likewise, you need to understand this. You know, it helps to strengthen the brand and enhances the creativity in product design, marketing strategy, etc. All well, you know, and then that reflects into your advertisement content. Also understanding the latest trends and incorporating with the brand values. So trend has to always, person buys what fits in his values and personas, attitude as they say. And the brands of course has to link, the story that the brand builds will always create a linkage in the mind of the consumer. And if that link matches, he will be with you, otherwise he will abandon you. So this is what is the significance of trend. Here is one classic example of a Levi's. Levi's was founded in 1853 and even today it is the most popular jeans. Like for example, my preferred choice also even today is that. Okay, so now how they appeal to the teenagers, how they appeal to the senior citizens, so to say. All this thing has to be understood. They were able to do because they were able to understand trend, they were able to classify that customers very differently. Okay, and then they create into various engagements. So like Instagram fundraising concerts, etc. They do things which is aligned to the brand, aligned to their target audiences, and then they win the love for the brand. So that's what they are able to see, how trends are happening, and then they align their brand, brand persona, brand values, etc. They conduct activity which engage them with that evolving target segment. So that's the power of understanding the trend. We are understanding how trend helps you to translate into an opportunity. How trend study helps in account planner. So how will account planner, if he is very trend focused understanding, so how will he benefit? Understanding the marketplace dynamics and charging behavior, changing behavior, he is able to do both short and long term planning. Understand emerging opportunity. He is the one who has to be foresighted. So he is the one who has to understand this change will lead to what, this trend will lead to what. That's what he does. So that's where he should see the opportunity for his client. Understand how consumer will perceive brand. About the brand persona, changing customer lifestyle, will the brand stand same, those aspects. Understanding the target segmentation and of course the brand users. So that is the entire segmentation, targeting, positioning, bandwidth. He has to be taping that. The trend has to be understood and aligned with this. Identify opportunity ahead of client competitor. That's the core function of account planner. Role of the account planner in trend study. How account planner, what role does he play? This is like a role he plays to understand the trend. The account planner needs the skill to address the trend proactively, not reactively, so that the client can be helped earlier. Client can be aligned earlier than the competitor. Together they leverage the changing trend. They have been able to foresight how the brand has to link with the changing trend. So that's where account planner plays a role. Account planner plays the very strategic role of converting trends into opportunity. And account planner can also work with the agencies, okay, and predicting the future, predicting the trend in the consumer need and aligning the client. Is client ready with that or not? So this is what account planner has to do. So this is what, how the trend and account planner are linked vis-a-vis the client. So let's have a quick look at ways of collecting consumer trends data. On the right hand side, you see the table which gives you the traditional way and the new tools available today. So earlier you have, say, like primary research, etc. And now you have a YouTube analytics or you have a Google analytics, so to say, they help you get the trend. Okay. So this is one way, the report called Food for Life. So that was a report. It was like a report which is based on 5,000 consumers on the panel, and they understand, okay, they in depth into the attitudes, their buying preferences, etc. Now today you have Google searches, surveys and Google analytics available. Entire your digital engagement is translated by Google analytics for you, and they give you the outcome. So that's a new age tool. The Gallup organization. Gallup organization is known for a consumer contact based research, and therefore they are able to collect one-to-one kind of a research and understand the trend from the consumers. While today you have social mentions, or as you say, social listening. That's an art developing, which is, there are specialists who come in there. They read entire comments come on their social medias, and then they give you what is happening with your brand and the trend thereof. Facebook audience insights. So Facebook has a tool which, if you subscribe to their advertisement, etc., they make it available to you. And similarly, they use a Twitter. They also have. So various platforms will have their own analytics. They will give you an idea as to how consumers are interacting with you and your brand. Okay. How will it help? How will it help? Okay. When you collect the data, you have to engage customers in a dialogue. Somehow you have to get customers to talk to you and thereby collect from their relevant data, which is centered on their need, their problems, their perceptions, etc. Now when they do that, that's the input that you get, and then when you get that input, you have to see that what is coming out for and against you. Constantly you have to keep doing it. That's the monitoring consumer feedback, and use online platform to engage and make sharing of ideas easy. Beyond research, also make idea sharing viable on your all digital platforms. So this is how you get a consumer trend understanding improved for your brand. Now, having understood this, this was linked to the SWOT analysis. So now, how finally you use SWOT analysis? So that's what one need to understand. So here the boxes are classified as an SOWOSTWT, strength opportunity, weakness opportunity, strength threat, weakness threat. So these are the four quadrants that emerge. Now how do you develop your strategy and tactics out of that? So SO, that is strength opportunities, then what you can do, strategize and pursue the opportunity that fits well with the strength of an organization. I have a sound network. Okay, now here is an opportunity of some new product which will require, say, like today now the herbal products are preferred. You have a very good strength. Another company coming out with an Ayurvedic herbal product, but they do not have that network reach. So who is better placed? So here you have a large network. Okay, it is very easy for you to introduce the herbal product which will reach the retailer faster and they will be able to put it to your end consumer better. Weakness opportunity. Strategies overcome weaknesses to pursue. So now you know these are the weaknesses, but these weaknesses, if handled well, will give you the new opportunity. So that's how. Strength and T, that stands for threats. Okay. Strategize, identify the way that the firm can use its strength to reduce the vulnerability. So now there is something which is lying within your strength, but it has a threat perspective. What can you do? Okay, so firm has to put its strength to defend against emerging threats. And weakness and threat, very lethal combination. In such case, you have to strategize to make a defensive plan. You do not have a strength in that area, but you cannot allow threats to, you know, overpower you. So you have to put at least a defensive plan. So how do you do that? That's what you have to strategize. So we have understood this particular perspective, how to use SWOT analysis to develop your various strategies and tactics. Now, one more additional tool that comes in link with the SWOT analysis, which is called PESTEL analysis. This tool really focuses on the external environment. SWOT gives you both combination of internal and external in terms of strength weaknesses being internal, opportunity threat coming out from the external. PESTEL exclusively looks at external environment. If you ask me through an experience of my brand handling, etc., we make PESTEL first and from there we call out our SWOT analysis. So what this PESTEL stands for, it gives you the big picture of an external environment, political perspective, economic environment, sociological considerations, technologically what is happening within your country, how legal this thing is in your country, and environmental. A political means you require a stable working government. Then only people will have a stable business environment. So political uncertainty and business uncertainty go literally hand in hand. India has seen a strong political movement. I am not necessarily saying that 2014 and after, even before. Our government has remained more or less politically stable. And therefore, India has progressed. Economic has to do with everything to do with the economical thing. GDP growth, money supply, inflation, manufacturing index, service sector, everything that is linked with the economy. Sociological, that is the changing society picture. I told you, like India from the joint family became nuclear to neo-nuclear, a millennial generation, teenage generation, what is happening now? So all those perspectives come under sociological. It has a marketing impact. Technological, we are now 5G ready. So even Industry 4, which is robotic, complete robotized manufacturing, you know people in your production line. That is becoming possible. That is due to the advanced technological. So India has embraced that, though maybe behind the world, but constantly we are embracing the technology, digitally, digital payments, etc., has made the life so easy for both consumer and the supplier. So there are many such things where Wi-Fi, broadband, we have taken a leaps and bounds, you know, progress. Legal, yes, that's where we have a bit of a stumbling block, how strong your legal systems are. Not from the point of view of, say, divorce or extramarried, this thing, etc., but from the point of a business, how a legal system is able to defend your intellectual property right, how legal system is there to defend your patent, etc. If at all the you have to get into legal this thing, how long does it take to get the outcome? So those aspects linked to the business. And environmental is how good or bad your local environment is, national environment is, and how it is compared with the global environment. If you are poorer than the global side, then those world will pressurize you. So those aspects are pestle. There are many forms of pestle. Each applies some additional points, like your political, economic, social, technological, legal, environmental. So that's a primal form, pestile, which is adding things like international. Okay, environmental and demographics, etc. So D stands for that, I stands for international. So likewise, there are many other alternatives. So example of pestle analysis here, there is an example that has been given. Till date, well-known beauty brand in the United States operated in India by importing its product. It now wants to set up a manufacturing unit in India. Why that change has happened? The SWOT analysis indicated to the account planner that the client has the resource and funding, and that the brand has a potential for customers, and if they operate from India, it has a multiplier possibility. So the next is a pestle this thing. So this is a pestle view. Pestle has identified what are the political things, the new mantra of make in India. So that's a big thing which is driving India becoming a manufacturing hub in light of China, the way they have handled and how they bulldoze the world with their production capability, strengths, economic, okay, quality, material availability, etc. Our rate of growth of economy, manufacturing index growth, the inflation under control, social, training of the local staff. So skill force, India's focus on skill force means overall skill development. The Indian employee, the workforce is becoming more skilled. So that's a big change. Technology, yes, today all technology requirements, right, broadband, 5G, etc., are in place. Legal, although understanding and the legal this thing is still far not business friendly, but a lot of change that has happened. And environmental, disposal of the waste, and government is importing carbon neutral. Water you know, pollution, the government is coming very hard, so industry has to quickly adopt to those things, otherwise they face a lot of legal hassles. So this is how. Now from here, organization take the cue. Like for example, here the cosmetic brand took the cue, there is a right time to enter India in terms of manufacturing.